listen for God's holy word. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He laid down at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God remains and abides forever. Thanks be to God, and let all God's people say,
Amen. Amen.
You guys know this. One of the defining characteristics of Jesus' ministry was his work of healing people's lives. Throughout the gospel, Jesus is constantly healing, and his healing comes in two forms. He heals people's actual problems, their physical maladies, undoing, reversing, overcoming their blindness or their muteness, helping them, those who are lame or crippled, helping those who are nearly taken away by sickness or fever. And in passages like ours for this morning, healing those with skin conditions that render them unclean. But Jesus, as I said, his healing takes two forms. He actually heals people's physical diseases, but he is also healing people's hearts and their souls. For those who fall ill in Jesus' day and in ours today, they wonder and they fear that perhaps their physical condition, their illness, is somehow related to God's approval or disapproval of them. They wonder and they fear if perhaps God has retracted God's love and God's grace from their lives. People wonder and they fear that perhaps their sickness, their trouble, their pain is because God does not like them, or God is upset with them, or because God has left them alone and abandoned them. Jesus comes with healing. Healing which does not just heal the body, but also heals the heart and the soul. For Jesus' work of healing, it told people, it spoke to them about God's love. It told people and assured them that God was with them and for them, that God loved them, and God cares for them. And our story for this morning, the healing that takes place, is rather standard as far as the gospel stories go. 10 lepers see Jesus, who at this point in the gospel is famous for his preaching, his teaching, and his healing. They call out asking that Jesus would take mercy on them. Jesus gives them instructions for what they should do, and they follow his instructions, and all 10, we are told, are made well. Again, a dual healing has taken place. Yes, their skin has been cleansed of its disease, but their hearts are also healed. For in their hearts, they now know and they cannot get away from the reality that God has not abandoned them or forgotten them, that God was not primarily to them a God of wrath or punishment, but that God loves them and cares for them and has brought them healing. As the story continues, only one leper returns, a Samaritan. He returns to lay down at Jesus' feet in praise and gratitude to God for the healing that he has received. And Jesus in the story is the one who reflects on the situation, asking, "Were not all 10 made well? Were not all 10 lepers that I sent with instructions, were they not all cleansed as they went? And yet, this one is the only to return, giving praise and thanks to God." As I read and studied this passage and shared it with the Bible study on Tuesday morning, I couldn't help but think that we all can relate to the story and the situation there presented. As followers of Jesus, as his people, as the church, we know that we have a calling to continue Jesus' healing ministry. We have a calling to do all that we can to bring the healing of God into people's lives. We know that. We feel and we hear and we experience that calling. And we also know that it is a dual calling of healing both the body and the soul, helping people to know that God loves them. And we do this. You do this. You all help people. You do a lot to bring about both the physical and the spiritual healing of your friends, your family members, your co-workers, your neighbors, your fellow church members here in this community and those in this world. We know, and I have seen it be the case, that God uses us to bring physical well-being and healing into people's lives. You do it through food and through prayers. You do it by being a source of comfort and support. You do it by helping get people to doctor's appointments. You do it by calling people on the phone and visiting them in person, sending cards and emails. You do it through encouraging people who are struggling with illness and disease and treatments and recovery. We also bring about healing in this world in many other ways. We support medical ministries, doctors who go overseas to help places where there isn't as much medical technology as we have here. We do it by giving blood. We do it by participating in walks and 5Ks that raise money for organizations. We do it by supporting cancer research. There's a lot that we do in faithfulness to God's call and our identity as the body of Christ on earth to bring about the actual physical healing of people in our world. And we also do that work, and all the work that we do as the church, as Christians, we do it to help bring about the spiritual healing of people's lives as well. We know that God works through us, through our actions, our deeds, our words, to let people know and to remind the people of this world that God is a God of love and care, and God speaks and acts through us, through our words, through our hands, through our prayers, through our cards. God speaks through our casseroles.
I'm a witness.
Amen, right? God speaks through casseroles. It's true. It is good theology to say God speaks through casseroles. We remind and we help people to remember that God is with them. God has not abandoned or forgotten them. God is with them and God loves them. It is amazing and important work that we do. And I think that we all can agree that we can relate to Jesus when only one person who he has healed returns to join him in giving thanks and praise and worship to God, right? We can relate to that part of the story as well. Because we know that the ratio of the number of people whom we help, who end up coming back to join us in worship here in this sanctuary, is a very small ratio, right? It's a very small ratio. Jesus healed 10, and only one came back to join him in praise of God. So it is for us that we go out following God's calling, following God's leading, being faithful to what God is instructing us to do. We employ the blessings that God has given us to bring about the physical and spiritual healing of people's lives. We are healing people. We are doing all that we can. We love members of our families. We pray for them ceaselessly. We love our neighbors. We love our coworkers. And the whole time we are hoping and wondering that maybe God will bring about this healing, and that healing will lead people to want to come and sit in the pews next to us here in our church. And so often the answer is no. No. Like the 9 lepers who do not return to Jesus, the people we are healing say no. And yet they are healed. They are healed by our actions. They go off better than before, physically and spiritually better off. They head out blessed. But they don't come back with us to worship or to pray or to praise. For this reason, I think there is comfort in this passage. God gives us comfort in this passage. Because we might wonder if perhaps we are doing something wrong. We might wonder that we are putting our efforts in the wrong place or we're not doing it the right way. We might wonder if perhaps we should change course. And I think through this passage, God speaks to us to assure us that no, this is just how ministry works. It is right for us to follow this calling. And I think we all can agree that the gospel calls us to do this work of helping to bring about the physical and the spiritual healing in people's lives. But the gospel shows us that Jesus had terrible retention rates. He healed people, thousands of people, the crowds, and very few responded by wanting to gather together and give worship and praise. The message that God gives us through that is that we are not unique, we are not the only ones who have experienced this, and we are not necessarily doing anything wrong, right? We're just like Jesus. Now, of course, we always need to keep ourselves open to hearing from God and to hearing from one another in this world that we are doing things wrong, that we need to do things differently. But it is also the case that we may be doing everything exactly right, faithful to God's calling, perfectly in the model of Christ. And simply, it is the case that most will go off being healed and being blessed by our actions, receiving those blessings in their lives, and not finding a place here in our church. It is also the case that God, I think, continues to give us instructions through this passage. This is not a dramatic turning point in the gospel, right? We could imagine Jesus having this experience, healing 10 lepers, only one comes back, and Jesus saying, "That's it. I'm done. You know? This healing thing isn't working out. I thought I would have more disciples at this point. I thought more people would want to come and pray at my feet and give praise to God through me. It's not working out. I'm done with this whole healing thing." Right? We could imagine that being the end of this story. Is that how it goes? No. Jesus continues to bring healing. God continues to give Jesus power and the authority and the direction to enter people's lives, to evaluate their needs, and if God has blessed Jesus with the ability to heal them, to bring about that healing. So it is for us. Many may have said no. Many may have not found their place next to us in our pews here in this sanctuary. But as we go about our lives, as God calls us, as God leads us, as God empowers us, so are we called to continue the work of bringing about the physical and the spiritual healing of our world. Thanks be to God. Amen.